Well now, if you happened to be in Wexford Town last night, in the Sky and Ground pub to be precise, then what a treat you had. Flacúil na hÉireann was in full swing when none other than the global superstar Ed Sheeran popped in for an impromptu gig. Here he is alongside Bioga, Bird and Amble and Aaron Rowe playing his new single, Sapphire. Ed Sheeran playing in the Sky and Ground pub last night. Well, Caelan Barron family, his family runs the pub and Caelan is on the line this morning. Caelan, that sounded fantastic. How did it come about? How did Ed Sheeran end up in your pub?
Hi, Audrey. Thanks for having me on. It's been a long couple of weeks for us. You know, we were kind of already in the thick of it coming towards the end of our FLA Kill preparation. So, you know, this is like the Olympics coming to Wexford Town in many ways. We were kind of approached in some way a couple of weeks ago to, you know, potentially hold an event. We didn't really know what it was. But really, it's only been in the last, you know, 4 or 5 days that things were confirmed and preparations really ramped up. So it's been an interesting week for myself, to say the least.
So you knew a few days ago that it would be Ed Sheeran?
Yes, yeah. I'd say about 4 days ago, or 4 or 5 days ago, I knew myself. So then we had to put the wheels in motion. So, you know, between myself and Guinness and Mary-Kate in Warner, you know, we put the wheels in motion to try and make it happen.
And keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret, yeah. Like the worst kept secret in town, as it became. But you know, in fairness, we benefited from multiple different rumors of multiple different bands playing multiple different places.
Around
full town,
house. So,
oh Jesus! But yeah, look, no rumors came from the Barron family. Anyway, I can tell you that.
His granny's from Wexford, wasn't she?
His grandmother is from his father is actually, you know, is from Wexford. He was born here, as far as I know. So, you know, Ed, even yesterday, he was up in our living room giving interviews and stuff yesterday, and he was recounting fond memories of spending most of his summers over here in Ireland. So we're going to claim him as a Wexford man now anyway.
Totally.
He looks like one. So,
totally, absolutely. And what was the reaction when he came out then and played? It must have been brilliant.
It was fantastic, yeah. I mean, like, it was a massive effort by, you know, Guinness, our close partner, and Warner to put it together. And, you know, Amble were there, Bird were there as well. You know, it's, you know, even just to put on everything that minus Ed Sheeran would have been a massive task. But, you know, with a star of that size, it's a huge, huge effort. You know, it involves, you know, it was MI6 level preparation with the Gardaí in the end, you know. So you want to see the group chats I'm involved in, you know, on my phone or on WhatsApp. Garda superintendents, you name it. It's hilarious. You know,
well, I mean, it was a military operation in the end, because he was in and out, wasn't he? He came in, he played in the car park as well then, for anyone who couldn't get in, and then he was gone.
He played inside for about an hour, but he was in the building for, you know, roughly 3 or 4 hours, you know.
Brilliant.
But, you know, trying to get him into the town in the busiest time the town has ever seen, into this pub, like, it took the whole shebang to get him in here safely, because, you know, as you can imagine, a guy of that guy's fame, to do anything at all is just a massive undertaking.
Exactly.
So we were just delighted to have him.
Delighted.
You know?
Brilliant. Thank you very much for talking to us, Caelan Barron there, whose family runs the Sky and Ground pub in Wexford Town. It's 5 to 9.